A local high school senior is one of 21 young people who have filed a groundbreaking lawsuit against the president and several federal agencies for ignoring the negative effects of climate change. The lawsuit is far-reaching, but WNYC's Janet Badden reports the case is already having an effect on some lower court decisions.
In the final days of Barack Obama's term, 17-year-old Victoria Barrett was still trying to get the former president's attention before he left office. She was at a post office in Chelsea, mailing a petition signed by about 62,000 people to the White House.
Is there a tracking number for those packages?
Okay, thank you.
The petition asked Obama to settle the lawsuit Barrett and other young people filed in 2015. Their complaint is 95 pages long, but basically it alleges the government violated their constitutional rights to life, liberty, and property by knowing about climate change and ignoring its damaging effects.
You don't mind if we walk to, we're going to 11?
I talked with Barrett as she made her way home from Notre Dame High School in the West Village, where she's a senior. You can see the Hudson River from the school's entrance, and she based her claims in the lawsuit on the flooding that happened at the school after Sandy. It was Notre Dame that connected Barrett with a group called Global Kids. After school, they would study local climate justice issues.
Before that, I'd learned a lot about how, like, low-income communities in New York City are disproportionately impacted by all natural disasters that we feel here because low-income housing is typically built in coastal areas.
Global Kids led Barrett to Our Children's Trust, the organization searching for young plaintiffs to sue the government, and she signed on. Obama failed to settle the complaint or to respond to the petitions Barrett mailed. Now, the lawsuit's been transferred to the Trump administration, and that presents a new challenge of disappearing information, says Philip Gregory, one of Barrett's attorneys.
Web pages are coming down with alacrity. Various people are being instructed on what to do with information that was previously publicly available.
President Trump has tweeted that climate change is a hoax invented by the Chinese. But there have been many U.S. presidents who've known about the problems fossil fuels cause.
From the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., January 4th, 1965.
One of the first was President Lyndon B. Johnson.
We will increase research to learn much more about the control of pollution.
LBJ did increase research on pollution. The findings warned of climate change, and they're cited in the lawsuit as proof that the federal government knew that fossil fuel dependency could harm future generations, but failed to curb it and even subsidized it. Julia Olson founded the group that brought the lawsuit and is lead attorney on the case. She argues that the dangers of fossil fuels have been well known for decades.
After Lyndon B. Johnson, every White House knew that if we didn't transition away from fossil fuels, that we would heat the planet to a point at which it would destroy critical natural systems and cause unacceptable sea level rise.
The fossil fuel industry doesn't see it that way. The American Petroleum Institute and other industry groups have signed on as defendants in the case. They did not respond to requests for comment. The Justice Department said it does not comment on pending litigation. Professor Michael Girard at the Sabin Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia Law School says the suit is a long shot, but the federal judge who ordered the case to go forward has set a legal precedent.
This is the first time any federal court in the United States has found that there might be a federal constitutional right to a clean environment.
Girard says a judge in a Washington state court has already picked up on this legal theory and is applying it to a case there. Still, the plaintiffs in the federal suit know it will be difficult to win. That makes Victoria Barrett, the local teen who's part of the lawsuit, world-weary, but also motivated.
The fear of it still motivates me a lot, that, you know, my children or future generations aren't going to be able to live the same quality of life that I have been able to on this earth.
Both sides are expected back in court on February 7th. A trial date could come this summer. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.